Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Wednesday morning, August 9th. Democrats have retained an Iowa House seat in a special election. Unofficial results from Tuesday's voting in House District 82 show Phil Miller will replace Democratic Representative Kurt Hansen, who died in June. The special election leaves the makeup of the Iowa House at 59 Republicans and 41 Democrats. District 82 includes parts of Davis, Jefferson, and Van Buren counties in southeast Iowa. Iowa's voluntary strategy to prevent runoff from farm fields reaching the Mississippi River and Gulf of Mexico is progressing, but has a long way to go. This year's dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, an area starved of oxygen, is the largest ever. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey says farmers are planting more cover crops every year.
It's going to take some more acres than what we have now to be able to see those real water quality impacts. And we think we're on their way. And making some of that progress, but it takes lots of pieces coming together.
Chemical runoff from both farmland and suburban and urban development contributes to the dead zone. Efforts to reduce runoff are years behind targets set when the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy was written. Another voice is raising questions about how Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner will work with the budget that was passed over his objections. Brian Mackey reports.
Part of the budget calls for borrowing to pay down more than $14 billion in outstanding bills, saving the state millions in late penalties. But Rauner has to start that process, and this week he cast doubt on whether he will.
More borrowing in and of itself is not the answer.
Those overdue bills were a big factor in why many Republicans defied Rauner to help Democrats pass the budget. Representative David Harris, a Republican from Arlington Heights, points to the $800 million in penalties we've racked up so far.
Those are taxpayers' dollars that are not accruing any benefit to the people of the state of Illinois just to pay interest.
Harris is urging Rauner to follow through on the borrowing allowed by the budget. I'm Brian Mackey.
New options will soon be available for people who want to spend a weekend in a park, but not really rough it. Today, the Scott County Conservation Board will hold a ribbon cutting for two new cabins in Westlake Park, adjacent to the Summit Campground. Conservation Board Deputy Director Mark Miller says similar cabins have been available in Scott County Park for the past 10 years and are very popular.
There are a lot of people that want to get away with the family, but particularly grandmas and grandpas, they don't want to camp. They particularly don't want to tent camp when they get older, or a lot of them don't, and then they don't want to stay in a cramped camper.
Miller says they're really like fully furnished small houses, and he estimates the new cabins will be rented nearly every weekend at $130 a night with a two-night minimum. Each one costs $200,000 to build, and the Conservation Board is considering building two more in Scott County Park, and maybe more in the future. A ribbon cutting and open house will be held at 2 p.m. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.